Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Oh, we have reached Friday. EMCs, good morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Not as hot across greater Cleveland today. Still warm, still high of 85 degrees, but not the, moist everywhere type of weather.
It was toasty yesterday.
A lot going on.
I went out in the afternoon. I'm like, I'm going to sit outside, do some show prep. I was like, I am not staying out here. It is way too hot. It was very warm. A good day for the pool yesterday.
It was. I do love summer. I look forward to it. It feels like, you wait 13 months for summer and then it's here. Yesterday was aggressive, but, it's great. Whatever. Chances of some showers and some thunderstorms, which we finally got some rain in Mentor.
Yeah, we got it last night, Westlake. Storms last night, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like right about 9:30 time. Yes, somewhere in there,
exactly.
I started hearing. I was like, oh, here we go. Now we go.
My poor dog. She does not do well with that.
At all?
No.
Yeah.
I've had dogs my whole life, and I have never had a dog like that. She gets so scared, and it is so heartbreaking.
So what do you do?
I just tell her it's okay a lot over and over again and try to snuggle her as she tries to bury herself in a corner.
How does it sound?
I can't.
Go ahead.
I can't.
My dog Cole that I had for 15 years, he would not like this. And when we lived downtown, would also not like the air show. That was a no-go for
it's,
that.
You would almost have to go out of town for
yes.
that, I feel like. That's aggressive. That's
Snoop
a lot.
Doesn't care.
Yeah.
Just
oh, that's
it.
Nice.
He just
that's
doesn't
nice.
Care. Just laying around, whatever.
Oh, that's
doesn't
good.
Mind at all.
Nice.
Let's kick this off. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Maybe at 7:10 we'll bring back restaurants. We're powerful. Maybe that can happen.
That would be amazing.
I mean, if we can have our own sign next to a bony rooster.
That's right.
Anything can happen this week.
That's right.
Who would have thought on a Monday that we could be talking about a bony rooster and have our own sign next to it? This is a bizarre week.
I saw him this morning driving in, by the way. It looks good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sign's still there or is
it
gone?
It was not there.
It's probably not there.
But
yeah,
I wonder
if
it fell over in the rain last night because it was like
say,
a poster board.
Yeah.
But
that's
it
not gonna
also was dark. So I don't, it, maybe it was there, but I had a hard time seeing it. But.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope, which is also in a box that is locked. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You got a guess for a dead guy in an envelope today?
Freddie Mercury.
I don't know, Tim. You have to tell her. I don't know. Remember?
Not Freddie Mercury.
All right.
Yeah.
Is
what are you doing
club?
This morning? What's going on?
Going to work. Richfield Post Office.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's right. Richfield Post Office.
I recently drove by there. It is a teeny tiny little post office. It's so cute.
It is cute. I know. And so are the people in it.
Aww.
Go ahead. Ask her what you want to ask her.
What?
Any new stamps coming out? I know you were curious.
I love new stamps. What are the latest designs?
I don't even know. I mean, they haven't. What did they say? I don't know.
You know, fourth quarter, they're going to have some in time for Christmas when people are mailing out their
Christmas
cards.
Oh, you got to buy those early. They sell out.
Yeah.
You got to buy. That's when they come out, you got to get them.
Maybe third quarter then. Yeah. But yeah, you know they're going to be revealing those. And it'll be one of the three things here in the next, I don't know, month or two or whatever it is.
I love a nice stamp. I really do.
Right. I don't, I have no idea. I don't even know how much a stamp costs.
I was just going to ask you what it costs because I was going to play a round of closest to the actual number without going over how much a postage stamp costs.
Didn't they just go up too?
Yes. I'm going to Google it and I need somebody to call and guess that doesn't know, that does not know. Guess what a postage stamp costs. That is our game after the game, Dead Guy in an Envelope. We're going to play right now. Did you look up a price of stamps or no?
Yes, I did.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. All right, Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, how about yourself?
Good. How much is the price of a stamp, would you guess?
78 cents.
You looked it up.
Right on the nose.
Is it?
It's 78 cents, but it just went up. Because remember, I did the story in three things. And you hate when I do that. They were 73. They're now 78.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, how about that? But we don't know the current stamp design. We need that, you know,
we're
that
good on
I didn't
that.
Look
I really
up.
Don't want to go down this
what
path.
What are the current stamps?
The EMCs are here to be entertained, and the stamps is not going to do it. What's the last stamp you used?
A manatee stamp. I just had them.
I guess not the design, but have you used it in the last month?
Yes. There's one. Yes, I did.
There's
a SpongeBob stamp. Look,
you're
how
not
cute.
Using that.
First of all, Max would think that's cute. Not that he will ever
you're
send
not using
mail.
That one. Are you using that one?
No, but I mean, I would buy. There's a Luna Moth stamp, Tim. There's a.
Oh, so you're
skunk.
Just going to list them off. Which one would you use?
There's a skunk stamp.
Nobody uses. Is it Scratch and Sniff?
It is not.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, the dahlias. Those are very pretty.
Name.
I would buy those.
Your favorite stamp. Jen wants to go down this path in EMCs. I am going
Do
to
not.
Apologize for you now. What
the
is your
Betty
favorite?
White.
What is your favorite stamp? They should be out of those.
Well,
was a great release.
They're right here. If I click on it, can I order that? You can order it. You can add it to cart. Betty White. $15.60
so,
for a sheet of 20.
We'll have no calls, but your favorite stamp that you have ever
Nobody,
used or maybe
it.
In your possession. It is Stamp Chat. It continues. Actually, it starts now and will continue in 3 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. What's your favorite stamp?
Wow.
Star 102, what's your favorite stamp?
You can't do that. I just went through
Star 102, what's
six
your favorite
pages,
stamp?
By the way. Six pages of stamps.
And why are you screenshotting stamps and texting them to me?
Well, because I was trying to pick, like, if you were to buy a stamp, what stamp would you buy? And at first, I thought it was Carnival Nights because there was, like, a carnival stamp with the Ferris wheel and stuff, and you refused to look. But then...
That's the one I want is a Ferris wheel stamp?
Yeah. You like carnivals and festivals and stuff like that. Like, if you were to pick a stamp, I felt like you would pick the carnival one, but then I came across, there's a pinata stamp. So I think you would pick the pinata stamp. If you were buying a stamp, is that a fair assessment of you?
I need to look at the
stamp variety. I know.
Pinata is a little weak. Ferris wheel, I don't know.
Of all this, well, go through them. I think those
I can't
those
wait.
Are the
you, have
two...
to, you have to send me the website where I can look at stamps because I don't
USPS.com,
know.
Tim.
Oh.
Very simple. Very simple. Six pages full of
it's
them.
It's the only place you can purchase them?
Well, I don't know. That's where I looked. No, you could buy stamps. What? Can you still buy them in a cash machine?
I do.
Sometimes at Costco, they try to sell you them at the checkout. They'll be like, do you want to buy a book of stamps? Have you ever had that
Which
happen?
Which do I care about less?
Huh. What are the
stamps,
options?
Stamps.
Uh-huh.
Grey's Anatomy.
Ooh.
Or Dragons.
That's a great. No, I think
those are.
I think you care the least about Dragons.
I think it's Dragons. Just
yeah.
I'm not well versed.
Yeah, and then it would be Grey's Anatomy because I feel like
I
people. And then I think you care about stamps the most.
I think Grey's
three.
Anatomy. I care about the most
out of those
of the three.
Really,
I think so.
Well, you talk about stamps more than Grey's, so I would give you. I don't know. It's a toss up between those two. Your
EMCs.
Favorites.
We're going to do better on Monday.
Okay.
We're going to do better on Monday.
All right. Let's talk about Browns training camp because today it opens to fans in Berea. What do you need to know if you plan to go? That's in 60 seconds. It's 73 degrees in Valley View, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Browns training camp opens to fans in Berea today. Entry is free. You do need a ticket. There will be 8 open practices through August 4th. Merry Christmas in July. To celebrate, the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad has...
Oh, yeah!
5 months till Christmas. Thank you, Marcia. I did get your DM, and I appreciate Christmas in July. Love from me. Thank you very much. Now that's what we care about.
That's right.
Star 102.
We do care about Christmas
stamps.
In July.
What? Free Ticket Friday, Christmas in July. That's what we care about.
We do.
Heading of the weekend.
If you want to take the kids to the North Pole.
Stamps you lick.
Nobody licks a stamp anymore.
Oh, you lick that stamp.
You can't even buy a lickable stamp
anymore.
You can.
You can buy those lickable stamps.
Where?
Lickit.com.
No.
Don't Google that.
Don't. It's not a thing.
Don't.
How did we get here? Okay, North Pole Adventure. Sorry, Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad.
Let's try it again.
Okay. Hey, Merry Christmas in July. To celebrate, the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad has announced an on-sale date for their North Pole Adventure. You plan to ride this year. Members get early access on September 16th. And Tequila Fest Cleveland returns this weekend for its 12th year. I was thinking about, this is not the one where they give you like 12 tickets to try like 100 different tequilas. Is that the beer fest where they give you all the tickets? Remember?
Well, they do. Like, I just know that I went to the first Tequila Fest.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But you just don't think about it because you're thinking, oh, I'm going to try some samples because they have
right.
different tequila. Whatever. You have to keep in mind that it's tequila and it's not just little beer samples. It's,
right.
That's a good.
Feels like a lot. Well, and they're going to have more than 50 different kinds. The event sells out every year. It's at Voinovich Park. That's got to be messy. It's 3 to 9 tomorrow.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So one of the best parts of TikTok for me are all the hacks that you learn. There is one I just learned recently that everyone was talking about that makes shopping even easier. I feel like it's good with back to school season. Your kids probably don't like to go try on clothes, or maybe yourself. You like to go shopping but don't want to try the clothes on. This will be perfect for you.
Oh.
My kids hate trying on clothes, even when they're in the house. So I'm excited to learn this.
See, Izzy is just the exact opposite. Like, she will just write down the entire list and do everything. The boys did not care. You could get the clothes, bring them home, try them on, throw them on the bed. Please, please, please. They would not. There was no way.
You have to beg.
They would never, ever do that.
And
so.
We're about to go on vacation. They need, like, nice clothes. And and the only time they need nice clothes is for a vacation. So they've grown since the last time. So they absolutely need new clothes. And there's no way I can just go on vacation with the clothes hoping they fit. So I need them to try them on, and they don't.
When do they wear a pant?
They never wear a pant.
Never wear a
they
pant.
They never wear a pant.
And you got to try them on.
You got to
like
try them
on. You had
a
growth spurt there. I mean, how much taller?
Correct.
Oh, this just, is going to be very helpful.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
TikTok always has the best life hacks. And my For You page is a lot of fashion videos, especially for like if people that like to go thrifting. Or if you have kids, this would be very helpful with back-to-school shopping to help them. Because a lot of people, they don't like to go into the fitting rooms. They hate trying on clothes. You just want to take them home and go. And then you never know if the jeans are going to fit. So if you ever are going shopping or you're thrifting and there's no fitting room and there's nowhere, your kid won't try them on. What you do is you take, this works for jeans or pants. You take the jeans and you put them around your neck like a cape. And if the button fits where it's supposed to, they'll fit you.
So if a pair of pants fits your neck, they fit your body?
Yes, that's what they say. And I tried it out. I found this pair and I did the little neck thing and I was like checked it out and it was like just barely there. So when I tried them on, they were a little tight. And then there was another pair that was like pretty loose around my neck. They were pretty loose on my waist. Like it really, it's kind of weird.
What? This is very strange.
So
the same measurements.
So when you take your kids shopping now for their nice clothes, just
stick
around their neck, you're good to go.
People won't think that's weird at all.
This.
We have to try it.
First of all, I love it. If this works, that is amazing. That is amazing. Because there's a lot of hacks out there. You try it and it's like, nah, this isn't.
Yeah, the science doesn't make sense.
Have you heard of this? First of all, that would be amazing. And does it work? I feel like one of us need to go try this right now.
You're going to go like take off your pants and put them around your neck?
That's your only option. You don't always have an extra pair of jeans hanging around.
I don't.
Yeah.
So I guess good luck.
Do you have workout clothes here?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I feel like it works best with like jeans or khakis,
I actually wear shorts today because it's been 100 degrees in the studio.
Do they have buttons?
Yeah.
And it'll work.
Oh, it has to be a buttoned pant?
Because I feel like the other kind, like I stretch.
Have you heard this?
You know, I have heard it before. I've heard that before.
Have you tried it?
I have tried it before, and I feel like it does work.
It worked for me, but like I also grabbed a pair of pants that I knew were my size, so I don't really.
I feel like there's something you're not telling us.
No.
Oh, you're being very quiet, and I feel like it does work. It's feeling very sus of you.
The reason
you're being very quiet and not saying anything, and you've done this. I feel like there's something you're not telling us.
And I do it. I do. I have done it not with my kids, but I do it with myself. Like if I'm too lazy to like try something on. But the reason I didn't want to tell you I tried it is because I really do want you to try it and see if it works.
Oh.
So I was trying to just sneakily not tell you I've done it before.
Oh, we have calls. No, I got to get to the art.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. I've never heard of this. And trust me, it's not going to stop me from doing it. But this is okay, Stevie on the socials. That's why this is great. Phone calls, they are next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That song is 3 minutes and 50 seconds. We've been talking about Stevie on the socials for 3 minutes and 50 seconds on Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I am blown away. For anybody just joining us, we have to recap this quickly.
There is a TikTok hack for trying on jeans without actually trying them on or any type of pant. You just put them around your neck, kind of like a cape, and see how tight it is or loose it is to know if the pant will fit you or not.
I mean,
I have never seen Tim is like shook. Like you are stunned at this.
If it were, I want to hug producer Stevie right now. I can't even believe that this works. This work?
You need to
try. Or is this just one of those, like the, well, here, you can cut your watermelon this way. And it's totally bogus and it's just a sloppy mess on your counter. Because
it sounds like it would be fake. Like it doesn't sound like it makes any sense that your neck and waist are
the same size. Yeah. Well, Missy sent us a message, Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She says, I do that. See if pants fit. It really does work.
This is just a known thing. How do we not know? I didn't know this.
I think it's from social media.
All right. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Please tell me this works.
It does.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this is a whole new world.
But why does it work? How does that measurement?
I don't like that.
We need a mathematician. How does the weight, like, how does that?
Why is my neck as big as my waist?
Yeah. Strange.
But it's not, right?
Like,
it's
I have no idea how it works. But my daughter, who is 17, learned about it on TikTok, of course, and like a year ago. And she told me, and I thought she was crazy. Well, we went to the store and we tried it and it works.
I can't believe this. I am going to try all of my pants on this way today. I'm going through my entire closet and I'm just going to walk around like it's a cape. Like I am a denim Superman. I'm going to walk around the house.
I have not done this with my husband, though. That's the thing. I've only done it myself and my daughter.
This is great. I don't know what's better. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. So this hack apparently works. Or you... You're trying, instead of just trying on jeans or pants or whatever, you just put them around your neck like a cape and button them and see if it fits.
Oh, wait. Are you supposed to button them?
Do you button? Stevie, can you come in real quick? I'm sorry.
I've never buttoned them. I've just stuck them around my neck and just kind of see what them. This is what your brain does. You go next level. You want to button it because you.
I'm sorry.
You want a denim cape.
Make it like a denim ascot. No, I'm sorry. Do you have to button it? Or tell me again how this works. I'm sorry. I threw button in and I shouldn't have done this. Your bit.
No, after you said that, I thought, I don't actually know the proper way. I think I did it buttoned.
Okay.
You did. I don't think I've ever buttoned.
No, so you just put it together. And
I just put it around my neck to see if it fits.
It makes sense to not be buttoned because it's like supposed to be like half, like your neck is half the size of your waist.
Like what is that? And then it's like, what if it's too tight? That
there's
a tight
flaws.
Neck jean.
I said, what is better that this hack, and we're going to get to a message next. We have had phone calls that this apparently works and I never heard of it. And I think this is awesome. Or that my aunt and uncle called up David and Andrea that I love.
I love this.
And what happened?
So I was talking to them about the button situation. Your aunt lovely said that she was taught it in elementary school. And then I was like, oh, do you want to tell Tim about it? She said, no, just wanted to talk to me.
Stevie came in here and told us. I said, they don't want to talk to him. Nope, they just wanted to talk to her. I love that. They're the
that was
best.
Like line two. I think that's my uncle. Like I just
by
saw
the
his
way,
you might want to grab that because I'm at, you know, I'm taking other calls. I'm like, yeah, we're good. We don't need to talk to him.
By the way, they've emailed me before too. I love them. They are so nice.
They never. And they're great people.
And they know never when to call to get around you.
Yeah. They do, and when they send emails, it's like, it's never like, tell Tim. It's just, hey, Jen, here's what we want you to know.
I love that so much.
So do I.
They got to use the email because Tim doesn't check it.
That's
so
right.
They know.
That's very fair.
Exactly.
You could email
right.
all day long. I will not see
He'll
it.
He'll never see it.
Yeah.
We got to get to Lainey's message. She says the jean hack works. She's done it for a few years. And even when her pant size changes, it still works. Also, love you guys. Smiley face. We love you back.
Yeah,
thanks,
we do
Lainey.
Love you back. I can't wait.
Wait.
I'm trying on all my pants the neck way.
The same pants, the old pants, when the pant sizes change?
No, I think she's saying like if her size goes up and she puts another
in it,
meaning it's an accurate system.
Wow.
I can't wait.
How much should I take my pants in? I've actually lost some weight. Hold on. Let me get.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to go home this
weekend. I'm trying everything on.
And put everything around.
You think I'm kidding? I'm trying every single
pant on. I don't think you're kidding.
Now you can take your kids back to school shopping or shopping for your vacation. And you don't even have to make them go in the fitting room.
I know.
This is
They'll
great.
Love that.
All
they
over Northeast Ohio, people
that.
Wearing pants around their neck, and we're going to know why. You listen to the Jen and Tim Show. You listen to the Jen and Tim Show. You listen to the Jen and Tim Show. And we alleviate the problem having
How
to try it on
that?
The dresser. Stevie. Great Stevie on the socials.
All right.
It is Christmas in July. It is 5 months till Christmas.
Did you start your shopping yet?
Oh, eating. Not exactly. Not exactly.
Same.
Have you?
No.
No. Some people have.
And those people are amazing and good for you, and I wish I was you. Like, I wish I was like, oh, hey, this would be a great, you know, and you start stocking up, and then
and
you're
And be
ready.
That confident in that
yeah,
gift.
Right.
Like, there is no pivoting
no.
from that gift. That you know that person wants that gift, and I'm buying this gift. Or you don't care if that person likes it or not. You bought that gift,
you
and you're giving that gift.
Just check it off the list.
You
right, exactly.
I'm just getting used to the Spirit Halloween banners hanging right. already. So, I'm just trying to swim.
That's all I'm
trying to do right now is swim. That's all
right.
I'm trying to do.
You know what? One of the biggest stories today was so exciting because there's a beloved Cleveland classic restaurant that's coming back. And, you know, there are these spots like this that you never think in a million years, you know, you're so sad when they go away. And we always will say like, oh, I wish this place would come back. I wish that one would. This one actually is making a comeback. I couldn't believe it when I read the story.
I know it's big news when you think to yourself, oh, wow, it is. It's happening. All right, so what's coming back? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Lucina's returns, a Cleveland classic. So they're coming back, but it's with a new name and a new menu. The Galindo family is going to reopen next Thursday in Shaker Square. It's called La Casa de Lucitas. So you'll be able to go there. I had to look back to see when they closed. I remember when they closed, that 117th location mm-hmm. was the original. They had different pop-ups around the city that I think came and went. But that was the original, was there for 40 years. They closed in 2016. So if you were a fan of Lucitas, the fact that it's coming back, this is a really big deal. That's so exciting.
I can't believe it's almost been 10 years. 2016, you said?
That's 2016. I had to look it up. Yeah, that's when they closed. And I don't even know. I haven't been over there. I don't know what has come of that building or if there's something in there different.
Oh, I have not either.
Yeah,
that's a good
call. I'm not sure.
So if you could bring back one place, what would it be? So that's coming back. And it's so funny because you hear these. I don't know if it was last year or within the year where you hear like we always kind of kid around about the Chi-Chi's and you can get the salsa at the stores and that type of thing. And I know there was one on Rockside in Independence. There used to be the Chi-Chi's location how many years ago now? And they're talking about, you know, rebranding and bringing some actual physical locations back because you never hear of these. They're gone. They're gone. Like these
right.
things are gone.
Right. But, and the fact that Lucitas popped up like this, I couldn't believe it. I was so excited to read this news. Is that your answer? Chi-Chi's?
I have an entire list.
I know I had to. Does it have to be a restaurant, or can it just be like a Cleveland spot? There's like two Cleveland spots. I had like
okay.
such great memories of.
No, it could be. I almost think that this is like in the vein of when we built our old school mall and people were calling about the stores.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be that. If you could bring something back, and that's fine. If it's not a restaurant, we can certainly add that to the list. One thing, one place, one restaurant, we've been talking about that you would 100% bring back. We would love to know what you're bringing back. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite.
Well, good news. I remembered one of these places did have food, although I don't think we ever ate it there. My two places are both in the flats. Because
I knew it.
Listen, I went to John Carroll and it was always like a big, these are like the heydays with my friends. We would take a cab to downtown Cleveland. We would go out in the flats and we always had the best time. So Fagan's was one of them. Remember Fagan's right there on the corner? Yep. I think Fagan's was actually a restaurant.
At the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, right there
on the
corner.
It was like the
bottom
of the hill on the right. And then they would have, it was Peabody's wasn't too far from there. There was a hot dog cart in the corner. The guy was always there selling hot dogs.
Well, I loved Fagan's. And they all, because it was always about dancing. It was the music they would play and it was dancing. And so Fagan's was like the OG. And then, of course, you already know. That's right. Is that the Basement or the Beach Club? I mean, look.
Beach Club is solid. That doesn't get enough love. Basement gets love and it should.
Listen, Beach Club was stand on the bar and do shots kind of place.
Wait, remind me where that was at. That was further past on the same side of the street or no? Where was Beach Club exactly?
Fagan was on the curb. Yeah, it was like on the water side.
It was on the water side. It was on the same side as Basement and same side as Fagan.
Same side as all of it. Yeah. I mean, they were, and it was just a really good time. So those are the ones I would bring back. Although, you know, I'd never go to them if I brought them back because.
Why would you not go?
Well, because
if the basement opened up, you wouldn't go to the basement.
Well, the fun probably gets started not till like 11 p.m.
Yeah,
I'm long
it's true.
In bed. I'm watching my matinee.
So,
you know?
Yeah, you.
So it's more like
you're now watching Top Gun at 11 a.m.
Right. I don't know why I'd bring those back now that I think about it.
What happened to us? What in the heck happened to us?
I know.
All right, this is going to be a little bit more. Tame, I think. What are you bringing back?
What do you bring back, Fuddruckers?
Oh.
Oh, over there. Was that in Tower City, Fuddruckers?
Yeah, there's one in Tower City, and then there's one in Montrose. Montrose had breakfast once, too. Huge pancakes.
Oh, I remember that one. And then there was one in Thursday's Plaza in, I guess that would be Canton or North Canton, not too far from Belden.
Okay.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show, talking about places coming back, because one place is coming back.
Yeah, Luchita's. If you remember, the Mexican restaurant used to be on 117th in Cleveland. It closed in 2016 after being open for 40 years. So now they're going to reopen in Shaker Square under a new name, La Casa de Luchita's. So that'll be next Thursday.
I was always hoping, and it never happened, that they would bring something back. And I'm sure it wouldn't be Lolita, but something in that spot. Remember how good that was in Tremont?
Delicious.
That never happened.
A Michael Simon spot.
Yeah, just remain vacant for all I know. Friendlies, give it to me. Not the food was mid, but that ice cream. Reese's Pieces Sundae in my mouth now.
What was that? Wasn't there like a name of a human that was like the ice cream thing? Like a Freddie McPhee or something. Like you had like a, what was the dessert there you could get that was like a.
At Friendlies? Oh, yeah. Jim Dandy?
Jim Dandy, that's it.
Add the bananas. I wouldn't go with that because I don't like fruit in my ice cream.
That's it. It must have sounded good to me because I like the bananas. I knew it was like a human.
I think that was my father. From what I heard, I think it was my father-in-law's favorite.
Or Jim at least Dandy. One of them. I love
like
that.
The bananas sticking up everywhere. How did you remember that?
I just remember it was like a name of a person.
First of all, this is when you know that you are working together way too long. That you're like, isn't there just a name of an ice cream that was a guy's name from Friendly's? And I say Jim Dandy from like how many years ago that I would just know that off the top of my head. And I remember it specifically.
Yeah.
My brother and dad and I, we would have this, we would call it Boys Night Out. And we would just like be like, whatever. And it was at Rolling Acres Mall, which also has not been there. And they would have a Friendly's there. And that was one of our stops before the arcade. And we would go there and we would have that. And it was this Jim Dandy.
Yeah.
That, I can't believe
you,
that.
But you didn't get the Jim Dandy.
No,
your
I
dad
don't.
Got
yeah.
the Jim
like,
Dandy.
I don't like the banana splits. My mom loves the banana splits.
Me too.
You love the fruit and like
yes,
the,
I do.
You talked about
I
that.
Love I just, the fruit and the ice cream.
Like, give me the chocolate and the peanut butter and all that type of stuff. So.
Now I want a Jim Dandy.
I also wouldn't hate bringing back the ground round.
Throw the peanuts on the floor?
Like you have to bring it back full ground round. Don't modernize. Like throw that stuff on the floor. I understand that that's not going to be a thing.
It's not
going
to happen.
And you
and
also,
the giant scale in the front.
I was
going to
say the penny per pound on Sundays or whatever. I mean, we would all as parents, aunts and uncles, grandparents, you can bring those kiddos in for a penny a pound or whatever the promotion was on Sundays.
That was a good time.
Now we're talking. What are we bringing back?
There was a bunch of locations. It's called Blimpies.
Yeah. I remember Blimpies.
Of course.
Never went there either, but I do remember.
Whatever happened to Quiznos? Remember Quiznos subs? The weirdo commercials Quiznos they would have?
I do remember Quiznos.
Is that around?
Are those all? I don't know. They just brought back Qdoba, so who knows? There's a Qdoba in North Olmsted right now. It just opened. Yes, they did. I keep driving past it. It's open. There's a Qdoba. I thought those all closed.
So did I. Star 102, good morning. What are you bringing back?
100% Chi-Chi.
Oh, yeah.
You guys speaking Tim's language right now.
I still remember my order. I would get the seafood chimichanga, and I would end that with fried ice cream. I still remember it.
You got to end everything with fried ice cream there. It was so good.
Oh.
My favorite there was the Mexican pizza.
Ooh, was it good there?
It was very good.
Of course it was.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.